Co-governance, navigating new frontiers for blind Māori in disability organisations.
In the realm of disability advocacy and support, the concept of co-governance stands as a beacon of empowerment and inclusivity. For blind Māori individuals in New Zealand, the importance of co-governance within disability organisations cannot be overstated. It's not just about representation, it's about crafting a narrative that resonates with the unique intersection of blindness and Māori identity, steering towards a future where diverse voices shape the path to inclusivity. Co-governance, at its core, is a commitment to shared decision-making. For blind Māori individuals, this translates into an opportunity to actively participate in shaping the policies and initiatives that directly impact their lives. In a landscape where cultural nuances and accessibility requirements intersect, co-governance becomes a vehicle for bridging gaps and fostering a more holistic approach to disability advocacy. Disability organizations that embrace co-governance recognize the need for diverse perspectives at the decision-making table. Blind Māori individuals bring not only their experiences with blindness, but also a rich cultural heritage that adds depth to the discourse. By weaving the threads of Māori identity into the fabric of disability advocacy, co-governance ensures that the unique challenges and aspirations of this community are not only acknowledged, but woven into the very fabric of support systems. Moreover, co-governance promotes a sense of ownership and agency among blind Māori individuals. When they actively participate in the decision-making processes of disability organizations, it empowers them to become agents of change within their own communities. By fostering a sense of responsibility and leadership, co-governance becomes a catalyst for dismantling barriers and fostering an environment where blind Māori individuals not only receive support, but actively contribute to shaping the future landscape. Cultural competence is paramount in co-governance, especially in a country as culturally diverse as New Zealand. Disability organizations need to cultivate an understanding of the unique challenges faced by blind Māori individuals, from navigating cultural expectations to ensuring that accessibility initiatives align with cultural values. Co-governance becomes a bridge connecting the expertise of disability advocates with the lived experiences of blind Māori individuals, resulting in more nuanced and effective support systems. In conclusion, co-governance is not just a buzzword. It's a transformative approach that holds immense significance for blind Māori individuals within disability organizations in New Zealand. By embracing shared decision-making, acknowledging cultural nuances, and empowering individuals to actively shape their destinies, co-governance becomes the compass guiding disability organizations towards a future where the voices of blind Māori individuals resonate loudly, shaping a more inclusive and culturally sensitive landscape for all.